Happy Thursday. This is Listener Mail. It's Listener Mail. I already said that. It's Natalie here. I'm going it alone. Travis is off doing Travis things. So it's just me, which works out well because we have an email from a listener named Lauren. Hello, Lauren. Lauren says, hello, I'm one of those people who always denied watching Bastions until recently because now it's cool again. It's really interesting hearing things from Natalie's perspective and how she felt like the Jan Brady of the bunch. Pardon the pun. Can you speak more on that aspect of it, Lauren? Thank you, Lauren, for the question. And yeah, I know. I feel like I kind of beat a dead horse with that and the whole angry feminist character that I play in real life. I'm not actually angry. I'm just a feminist. But yes, I'm glad you noticed that. I love the Jan Brady reference. My God, I have some stories. One of the things that stands out to me, like incredibly petty, super, super petty and superficial, but important nonetheless to the narrative, is I didn't remember this until I was researching, doing some research for this podcast, looking back at my old journals and my old date books, which were really, really telling and, you know, super informative. And, there was an incident that I had completely forgotten about involving the rest of the cast receiving, I want to say DVD players. I actually want to say VCRs, but I'm fairly certain it was a DVD incident. So it was Christmas and, you know, and when you work on any show, at least back in the day, when you would work on a show, the network would gift the performers something, whether it be a duffel bag or a car, as was the case with Will and Grace. I remember them getting cars, like actual car, like vehicle, like cars for Christmas. And one year, I guess it was, I don't remember if it was my first or second year, the cast, well, not the whole cast, but the important people in the cast, they got DVD players and I didn't. And there was some talk about it being, you know, like, oh, it got lost in the mail nonsense. But the brush off that I was already feeling as this, you know, coming into this thing and having to take on this character that was not well loved, it certainly felt on brand with the way I had been treated previously, or not previously, but, you know, already, I suppose. So I didn't let that go. I guess I had written in, I was doing a pro and con list of should I leave Passions or should I stay? Because my contract was going to be up after 2 years and it was coming up on the deadline to decide if I wanted to renew. And there was one, I think I may have talked about this already, but there was one pro and there were, you know, 100 cons. And one of the cons was no DVD player. And I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? And then I had to sort of do some digging into my psyche. And I remembered they didn't give me a fucking DVD player. And that was like one of the reasons I left. So yet again, another example of being Jan Brady'd in the Passions universe. There's more, I'm sure. If I did some more psychic digging, I would find more shit. But that was apparently a very big deal for me because it was symbolic of something. So Lauren, thank you for making me dredge up that old bullshit. Appreciate it. And yeah, keep them coming. We love your letters and your emails. It's emails. Nobody sends letters anymore except my daughter. But yeah, thanks.
That was Listener Mail.